For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future. Jeremiah 29:11. Welcome to A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue.
Good morning, New Orleans. Thank you so much once again for joining me on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. Happy Friday morning. Did you get through your week full of joy, full of God? And it's going to be the weekend. Hope you're going to have a fabulous weekend. I've loved bringing Psalms 23, verse 1 and 23, verse 2 to you. It's actually built my faith again, and that's what I tried to do in these, actually, the last weekend, this whole week, building your faith that you can trust the chief shepherd, Father God who loves you, the Holy Ghost who lives inside of you. Come on. Oh, my goodness. Well, hey, you know, and I also had this thought. We get a lot of mail. Thank God. I love it. I read everything. We have a prayer team. We do our best to cover everything that comes across this table. But look, I got to thinking, once in a while, say on a Friday, if you want to write a question to me, perhaps we can grab an answer for you, and I'll read it on the air. I will not read your name. But, you know, maybe your question is also a question others have had. Well, in fact, I know it is because I know it comes across the desk. But as I'm researching it for you, perhaps, you know, if you give me the permission, I can say this question came in from a, you know, how's this, a listener in, I don't know, Marrero. And we can help everybody else out as well. Will you let me know how that sits with you out there? And if you have a question, write it into the ministry. Just go to my website, AnnaDonahueMinistries.com. You'll see all kinds of, it'll say contact us, different ways to contact us, and we'll get your question on the air, and perhaps you'll help thousands of others. I'm being very sincere about that. But anyway, let me finish out today. Psalm 23, verse 1, when David said, "The Lord Yahweh is my shepherd." We went through all the credentials of why he's the chief shepherd. He says, "I shall not want." Here he is, looking at Psalm 22, a picture of Calvary itself. And he sees the chief shepherd laying his life down for the sheep. And he's thinking, oh my gosh. And you see him and see David in Psalm 23 saying, I shall not want. He did that for me. Are you kidding? What do I have to be in need of? He'll supply everything I ever need. I shall not want. This is Max Lucado. He's a beautiful poetic writer. You have a God who hears you. The power of love behind you, the Holy Spirit within you, and all of heaven ahead of you. If you have the shepherd, you have grace for every sin, direction for every turn, a candle for every corner, and an anchor for every storm. You have everything you need. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And we quoted things from Philip Keller's book, A Shepherd's Look at Psalm 23. Well, I just want to quickly, I don't have a lot of time, but give you the covenant names of God. I shall not want. He's a shepherd, Jehovah Raha. He is a provider, Jehovah Jireh. You'll see this in Genesis. He is your shepherd of peace, Jehovah Shalom in the book of Judges. And the one in shepherd was the Psalm 23:1. He is your healer, Jehovah Rapha, Yahweh Rafika, Exodus. Jehovah Sidkenu, he is your righteousness. You stand before him with his righteousness. He is ever present for you. That's Jehovah Shammah out of Ezekiel. He is your banner of victory over life. We saw it in the Amalekites when the victory came over the Amalekites in the book of Exodus. He is Jehovah Nissi. That's a banner of victory. He is everything. I shall not want. I just want to know him. I want to fellowship with him. Matthew Henry says, I shall not want. I shall be supplied with whatever I need. And if I have not everything I desire, I may conclude it's either not fit for me or not good for me, or I'll have it in due time. It's walking in the rhythms of life with the shepherd, the ebbs and the flows, trusting, releasing, giving it to him, saying, you made me. Colossians, you created me. In you I exist. In you I live and move and have my being, have your way, God. He's got the best for you. Just enjoy him today. Enjoy God today. Well, thank you for joining me all week on A Future and Hope with Anna Donahue. And hey, look, take me seriously on those Q&As, questions and answers. Write me if you have a question. Let's see if we can't get it on the air. will help you and many others as well. God bless you. Love you guys. Amen.
This has been A Future and a Hope with Anna Donahue. If you'd like to have Anna speak at one of your events or to find out where she'll be speaking next, visit AnnaDonahueMinistries.com.